and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books classic and contemporary that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show, involving my younger reviewers talking about and sharing their favourite books. Now, I have an amazing book to kick off the show with today. One of those books, you know, where you look at the title and you're in two minds as to whether you're actually brave enough to open it up and have a read. In some ways, those are my favourite books. They're the most challenging reads. And this one was very much near the top of the list. The title of this book is The Memory Illusion: Remembering, Forgetting, and the Science of False Memory, by Dr. Julia Shaw. Now, before I go on to talk about this book and unpack it a bit, I have a lot to say on this subject. Memory is one of my favourite subjects. Let's look a little bit at the author, Dr. Julia Shaw, because I'd never come across her before reading this book, and she seems to be fairly prolific, so who knows, there might be a few more books worth looking at here. So, Dr. Julia Shaw was born in what was then West Germany and grew up in Canada. I don't want to call her a media scientist, but she seems to be very keen to bring complex subjects into the public forum. She wrote this particular book whilst an honorary research associate at UCL, the University College London, so quite close to me. Surprisingly enough, there is some controversy surrounding her work. She is known for false memory syndrome. That's her specialism. Fancy me being drawn to a controversial figure. What a surprise. Now, I'm not a psychologist by background, but I have always been fascinated by the idea of memory. It's hugely influenced my own writing. A lot of what I write, in fact, is about the way we remember, the way we are influenced by our personal memories, particularly our childhood memories, but also our cultural and collective memory. For example, I'm very aware, coming from a Maltese background, that I have been hugely influenced by my heritage, or rather by the stories I have been told, by the collective memory, the folklore, if you like, of my past. And this will be true of pretty much everyone if you think about your own identity. The fact that I value certain traits like fortitude and courage will probably be, to some extent at least, connected up with the fact that I am very proud to be Maltese, to have fought off the Turks in the Great Siege of 1565, to have fought off the Nazis. I am proudly an heiress of the George Cross, proud to be part of a country that's the only country in the world ever to have been given a medal for valour. This will have had a huge influence on my own thinking. Memories of events that I do not personally remember. It's curious. But I'm also aware that we are shaped very much by our more immediate memories. So memory is very important, and I will always regard it as very important. But what this book did, as I thought it would just from the title, is really led me to reconsider how reliable our memories actually are. It's a frightening book from that point of view. Because if you start to question your memories, you kind of have to question everything. You have to question your whole identity, the whole way you understand your place in the world. It can be unsettled by asking the question, am I remembering correctly? How sacrosanct really are my memories? And of course, Julia Shaw, being a specialist in false memory syndrome, you could say has an agenda. I don't like to say she has an agenda as such, because it suggests she's going to twist the material. And I think she does deal with the material in the book quite fairly. But obviously she is interested in looking at the way in which our memories deceive us. And she looks at a whole wealth of information in this book. One thing I will say, which is either a positive or a negative, depending on the way you look at it, there is a lot in this book. She covers a huge amount of ground. She looks at the way we construct and reconstruct memories, the way other people can interfere with our remembrance of the way things were. She looks at claims that are made, for example, about the use of hypnosis.